Several citizens in the Cariboo Chilcotin are recent recipients of the King Charles III Coronation Medals. 10 people from the region were among more than 30 people recognized for their efforts by Cariboo Prince George Conservative MP Todd Doherty in award ceremonies held in Williams Lake on Saturday, March 8 and in Prince George on Sunday, March 9. Our region is blessed to have incredible individuals who go above and beyond every day, Doherty said in a Facebook post about the recipients. Doherty's office provided the write-ups about the region's recipient as follows. Ellen, Honey, Alexander Affleck. Honey's extensive volunteer history includes time with the Royal Canadian Legion in Quesnel, fundraising for the Anglican Church in Parish Council, the Better at Home program, in-home help for seniors, and more. She is the president of the Friends of Quesnel Museum, chair of the Museum Commission, a member of the Wells Historical Society, a director for the North Cariboo Seniors Council and a Quesnel School District trustee. Honey has been awarded the Order of Eastern Star as a worthy matron 3 times. Roy Lloyd Call. For 40 years, Roy was involved in British Columbia as a rodeo stock contractor. The lengthy commitment to promote the Western way of life as well as working to improve the skill of young rodeo contestants was a driving force in his life. His business helped new rodeos get started, allowing our sport and way of life to be seen in new non-traditional markets. He was a founding member of the Williams Lake Indoor Rodeo and he helped plan and produce rodeos from Fort Nelson to Victoria and from Kitimat to Cranbrook. Roy also coached minor hockey for over 20 years. His most cherished moment is a provincial championship on home ice with his daughter's U18 team. Sports continue to be a way of life for Roy's family, and he will keep working to make his community one of the best places in Canada to live. Terry Kapnerhurst. Terry is one of the longest-serving volunteers with the 108-mile Volunteer Fire Department, with 38 years of dedicated service to the community. During the wildfires of 2017, when the 108 community was evacuated, Terry remained behind to help fellow volunteers protect the community, demonstrating his leadership and commitment. His 8 years as a leader with the Junior Forest Wardens showed his dedication to youth development and set an example for them as they grew into responsible adults. Terry is a tireless volunteer in the 108 community, working to make it a better place to live, work, and play. Carrie Chard. Carrie is a hard-working, industrious person with a dedication to preserving our province's heritage. She has held a number of positions and currently serves as the general manager of the historic town of Barkerville for the Barkerville Heritage Trust. During the wildfires that threatened the town in the summer of 2024, Carrie remained behind, putting herself at risk to ensure every effort was made to save Barkerville. With fire at the town's doorstep, she stood her ground, providing leadership to the firefighters who battled the fires surrounding the community. Carrie also volunteers with the local Friends of Barkerville, is a volunteer firefighter in Barkerville, and served as fire chief of the nearby community of Wells for many years. Andre Albert Cheveny. Through grief and loss of Andre's daughter Avril Cherie Cheveny in May of 1996, Andre had a passion to give back to those in similar circumstances with families suffering childhood cancer. From the time Avril was diagnosed in April of 1994, he saw a financial area of need for families. In the past 28 years, in a very confidential manner, Andre has helped literally dozens and dozens of families in similar circumstances. He does so in a very confidential way through the Avril Cheveny Fund. He reaches out to families and offers emotional and financial help. This helps and heals families devastated with childhood cancer. This also helps Andre with the blessing of his daughter continuing to be active in the community and the world. In 1996, Andre and family, along with hundreds of Williams Lake community members and businesses, spearheaded construction of an Avril Cheveny Memorial Playroom. This provides a 12-foot by 16-foot area in Cariboo Memorial Hospital by the Ur for children to play while either it be waiting siblings or patients themselves. This area continues to be a blessing in CMH. The hospital is currently having a huge upgrade to be completed in 2027, and Andre has been part of relocating and moving the Avril Cheveny Memorial Playroom by Interior Health. Andre has also organized huge fundraisers for Ronald McDonald House and BC Children's Hospital. Through Andre's previous global business career, managing Pioneer Log Homes of British Columbia of nearly 30 years, he used the platform to build awareness for families in need and childhood cancer. It became a very natural thing for Andre to become an ambassador not only for Williams Lake, but the whole Cariboo Chilcotin and province of BC through a globally recognized business. An upgrade on the Avril Cheveny Memorial Playroom in 2015 was also featured on the TV show Timber Kings, which aired 4 seasons on HGTV and networks across the globe. Liz Jones. During the 2010 fire season in the Cariboo Regional District, Liz was a tireless volunteer with the Cariboo Regional District's Emergency Social Services Group. Not only does Liz volunteer in this group, but she also acts as a leader, mentor, recruiter, and trainer for the many volunteers required to help in the event of emergencies. During the devastating 2017 fires in the Cariboo, Liz once again led the Cariboo Regional District's S Group. For her outstanding efforts during these fires, Liz was awarded the Sovereign's Medal for Volunteers in 2018. Liz continues to be a dedicated volunteer in her home community of the 108 Mile Ranch, which recently recognized her as its Citizen of the Year. She continues in her role as the S Coordinator, providing support for victims of flooding and fire year-round. Larry Knutson. Larry is a dedicated community volunteer in his community of 108 Mile Ranch. He has volunteered in nearly every organization, from Junior Forest Wardens, where he was a leader for 8 years, the local community association, and the 108 Volunteer Fire Department. With 38 years of service with the 108 Volunteer Fire Department, he is one of the 2 longest-serving members of the department. During the wildfires of 2017, the 108 community was evacuated and Larry stayed behind to defend it from the advancing fire. A true community volunteer, Larry continues to be involved helping others, doing whatever he can to make their lives just a little better. Carrie Price. Many of you probably know Carrie for his incredible NHL career with the Montreal Canadiens, but he's much more than that. He's one of the most powerful voices for mental health in Canada. Both during and after his NHL career, he bravely opened up about his own struggles, showing others that seeking help is a sign of strength. Through the Carrie and Angela Price Foundation, he supports Indigenous youth and underserved communities, focusing on mental wellness and education. He has also worked closely with Kids Help Phone and other initiatives to ensure people get the support they need. Carrie's greatest legacy isn't just his achievements on the ice. It's philanthropy and his unwavering courage to speak up, break the stigma, and remind others that they're not alone. Brian Frank Reed Sr. Brian is the founder and president of Pioneer Log Homes of BC, the largest handcrafted log home company in the world. A recipient of the Ryan Job Award from Camp Patriot USA, Brian donated $500,000 to veterans groups in Canada and the U.S., including the Royal Canadian Legion, the Boot Campaign, and the Congressional Medal of Honor Museum Foundation. He entertained U.S. military veterans in Bella Coola from Operation Comfort and has served on the board of directors for the Congressional Medal of Honor Museum Foundation of USA. An instrumental part of an investor group, he helped save Harmac Pulp Mill in 2008 from closing permanently and was also instrumental in saving Czech TV in Victoria from closing in 2008. In 2010, Pioneer was awarded BC Exporter of the Year. Brian was part of Timber Kings, which for 4 years running was HGTV's #1 show and sold to networks in 150 countries. Brian traveled to the US and Europe with the Prime Minister and Premiers to promote value-added wood industry in Canada. In 2017, during the wildfires in the Cariboo Chilcotin, Reed purchased 2 fire trucks from the city of Abbotsford and donated them to the 150 Mile House Volunteer Fire Department. Alan Frederick Richmond. Allen is a recipient of BC Telephone Leadership Awards in 1995 and 1996 and the BC Telephone Brian Canfield Distinctive Leadership Award 1996. Also in 1996, Allen was the recipient of the GTE Corporation's Distinguished Achievement Award. He was awarded 108 Mile Ranch Citizen of the Year in 1994, and won the 108 Mile Ranch Lifetime Achievement Award in 2021. The Coronation Medal commemorates the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III as King of Canada. Eligible candidates must have made a significant contribution to Canada or to a particular province, territory, region or community of Canada, or have made an outstanding achievement abroad that brings credit to Canada, and be alive on May 6, 2023. The award can be made posthumously, as long as the candidate was alive on that date. With files from Conservative MP Todd Doherty.